Paul, congratulations. Victory today. What were your thoughts on your team's performance?
Yeah, I thought it was deserved. I'm really pleased with the players. You know, it's two Saturdays in a row now that we've scored late goals. I mean, with a tough midweek game as well. And it shows the fitness levels of the players are high. And the spirit's really high as well. And, you know, if we look back, people were talking about our home form, and rightly so. Earlier on in the season, with the amount of chances that we had, we might have gave up a little bit, and that's what was happening here, but the boys kept going, and ironically, you know, the hardest chance we've got, Harry stuck it in the top corner.
Yeah, because you'd had the majority of the possession, the chances and the better positions had fallen to your side. Did you fear that it was going to be one of those games that you wouldn't find?
No, there's a different spirit amongst the boys now. You know, they believe, the grunt of games believing they're going to win. Keeping clean sheets always helps. And, you know, they want to keep going right to the final whistle. We showed that at Oldham last week, and we showed that again tonight. Special mentions got to do, you know, even the lads who aren't in the team. You know, Nathan Tyson came on and was outstanding. Harry's been left out, came on, scored the goal. And they're all really backing each other collectively. And as a manager, that's pleasing for me to see.
And if there was any goal that was going to win it, what a goal. Great strike.
Yeah, fantastic. And Harry's got that in the locker. You know, I spoke to him before. He's played the last five games. And I just felt Kyle's fresher legs with all the travelling that we've done in the game on Tuesday night might have helped. Same with Theo resting Tuesday. He's responded well today, and Harry did as well.
It's a bizarre end to the game. What did you make of it?
Bizarre is the only way to say it. You know, there was only 15 seconds left, and somebody in the crowd's wrong, they blew the whistle, and players think they're going off, and I think the referee maybe could have killed it a little bit more, and it's, you know, it's going to cost Danny losing a really good young fullback because of it.
Is Richie okay? He seems to come off hobbling.
Yeah, he's took quite a nasty whack, so we'll see how he is tomorrow going into the game Tuesday night.
You mentioned the clean sheet. Stephen Bywater's debut today. Didn't have too much to do, but what he did, he dealt with comfortably.
Yeah, I don't think he's had a proper save to make, but he's a presence. He kicked well because he had a few dodgy passbacks that were bobbling into him. But he communicates outstandingly well to the back four. You know, that's the first thing the boys have said when they came in. Organising, didn't shut up, you know, and it was a really solid performance for him. But I know Stevie can do that. He's absolutely buzzing getting a clean sheet in his first game as well, and buzzing back playing football, you know, and that's what he deserves, because he's a top professional, and he's been a top goalkeeper over the years.
Obvious disappointment in the cup on Tuesday night, but that's now five unbeaten in the league. Starting to hit form at the right time, would you say, Paul?
We are, yeah. You know, five unbeaten in the league, but we've been picking up too many draws within that, as much as the performances were good. So we're stressing to the boys, you know, especially at half-time, we'd had a lot of chances, but we really have to keep going to the end, you know. Make sure the back door's locked and we don't concede. Chances will come, and we'll get our goals, and, you know, they took that belief out in the second half.
And that's only the third home league win of the season. Is that going to be key now towards the end to pick up more wins at home?
It'll be key, home and away. Yeah. You know, that's something that, you know, you guys went on a lot about, is not winning at home for a long time. You know, we've just won back-to-back league games at home, and you're still talking about it. So we're going to have to keep winning from now to the end of the season.
But it is important, isn't it? And the run that you've gone on recently will give you heart that you can have a real crack at the playoffs now.
Yeah, it does. You know, first and foremost, we've got to keep players fit. We know that, and keep a consistent sort of 13, 14 players going in and out of the team. You know, we've been able to do that recently. And I think the results and the performances have showed that. Earlier on in the season, you know, with the chop and change through injuries, through suspensions, through players not being fully match fit. But one thing I can't do now is look at players and blame my fitness, because their fitness levels today was outstanding after three tough games in a week.
Any other injuries or concerns after the game, Paul, apart from yourself?
No, apart from myself, we'll all be fine for Tuesday night.
Cheers, Paul.
Cheers, thank you.